This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson told the other leaders of the world's most advanced economies on Friday that their G7 summit was a chance to learn lessons from the coronavirus pandemic and ensure they do not repeat the errors made during it. Addressing the leaders of the Group of Seven as well as the European Union, Johnson also said mistakes on economy from 2008 must not be repeated, and that together the G7 countries could build back better and greener. At the end of his welcoming remarks, Johnson said that the meeting was supposed to be a closed and informal fireside chat, but that it had become a gigantic media circus, and he asked the media to leave. The U.S. is confronted with an ever-growing surplus of COVID-19 vaccines, looming expiration dates, and stubbornly lagging demand at a time when the developing world is clamoring for doses to stem a rise in infections. Million-dollar prizes, free beer and marijuana, raffled off hunting rifles, and countless other giveaways around the country have failed to significantly move the needle on vaccine hesitancy, raising the specter of new outbreaks. The stockpiles are becoming more daunting each week, with states halting new orders and giving millions of doses back to the federal government. Iraq's oil minister says that the country's oil sector is rebounding after a catastrophic year triggered by the coronavirus pandemic, with a key investment project on the horizon. But he's also warning that enduring bureaucratic culture of fear threatens to stand in the way. Hassan Abdul-Jabbar Ismail spoke to the Associated Press on Friday and said that the Iraq government is currently trading oil at $68 per barrel, close to the approximately $76 per barrel needed for this state to operate.